Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, this fella sitting across from me, you'll probably know him as Buster Brown from Mrs. Brown's Boys. You might know him as Danny O'Carroll. You'll certainly know him from last weekend when he was strutting the stuff on the television and Dancing with the Stars. Welcome in, Danny.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to see you. We go back a long way, you and I.
Yeah.
My good lady wife was an actress in a previous life, and she was doing a bit of Mrs. Brown's Live back in 2000, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a long time. I was only a teenager.
You were a teenager.
41 now.
Yeah, over so. In Liverpool and Glasgow, she didn't run a show. I came over and visited in each city, because why wouldn't you go and hang out with you lot? But that was a long time ago. But yeah, we know each other since then. So it's brilliant to see it, not only having all the success of Mrs. Brown's Boys, and we'll get to that, I think, after a song, but taking on Dancing with the Stars. How are you enjoying it?
It's, do you know what? It's amazing, but it's the toughest thing I've ever done in my life. Yeah, it's full on.
I've had so many people sit across from me where on that seat where you are now, and they talk about Dancing with the Stars. Everybody from Peter String, a rugby professional, to comedian Neil Delamere, like, and everybody in between. And they talk about this being the hardest thing they've ever done, which is wild when you think about what some of these people put themselves through.
It is. Like, I did 10 hours rehearsal yesterday, and I came out of there yesterday no better than I went in this morning. It is the hardest thing. And you can see the professional dancers, they're like so patient, but you can see the little bit of frustration coming out, and you start panicking then. You're like, oh, I'm not getting this.
Well, let's go back to last week, right? Because so Salome is your dancer, which by the way was a brilliant moment with the show on the telly when she came out on stage in the Three Arena and surprised you.
Yeah, it was great.
That was
a
great announcement with your Donald. But like, you guys did what's called the slow foxtrot. And I just, as soon as I saw that,
No, actually, when you said that, I didn't even know it was the slow foxtrot. I just thought it was the foxtrot. I didn't know it was the slow one.
There you go. Because when I saw it, I heard it, I went, oh, that must be an easy one to break in. Then Salome goes, that's one of the hardest dances there is.
Because it's all about your frame. And I mean, it's so on point. Your finger has to be perfect. And she would call me out. Like, I'd be doing my frame and we'd be dancing around. She'd go, close your finger, close your thumb. I'd be like, how is she seeing this?
So your frame, you're talking about that is literally the position of your body in certain moments.
It has got to be your spine, has to be absolutely straight.
Isn't that wild? Like, the things you learn about something.
And I messed up on the very first, like, so when the music started, I went, I absolutely crapped myself.
Right.
And decided, right, let's go for it. Went in, slid in, did my other thing around the chair.
Slide looked really cool.
And after the dance, stood up, my first step, I got it wrong.
Oh, right.
And I've never done that in rehearsals.
I was
totally thrown.
But it's live.
But she's so good. She got me back.
Back straight in.
I don't know how she did. I still don't know what I did wrong. Still to this day, I don't know. But she got me back. And we get. But it's the panic. You just panic.
Of course. Because like, it all builds up to a moment, I suppose. Now, look, you know, you are obviously a seasoned performer on stage. You know about building up to moments. But I suppose there's a freedom with something like Mrs. Brown's Boys where half the time something going wrong is going to lead on to hilarity. Not in a situation where you're building up to dance to score points.
No, go wrong in this.
No. Let's have a listen, though, what the judges said, okay? This is Karen and Lorraine having a chat here about your performance.
I'm pleasantly surprised. I have to say, your frame in week one was very impressive. And also, you had a lot of sway in there, which is very hard. Do you know the only thing I will say? Sometimes when you're looking at Salome, it looks like you're a little bit intimidated by her. Now, I know she might seem scary, but you know what? She's just a big softie, so just embrace it.
This is
because
true.
I think you have great potential, so well
great
done.
Comments. Thank great you. Comments from Karen to start off. Okay, Lorraine.
Well, Danny, I'm going to agree with Karen because I think you have a very good dancing frame. Yep. Lots of flow, lots of flight in the foxtrot, which is what you need. Used your feet well. Didn't always do the right footwork, but you kept going all the way. But I would like to see more dancing. You have potential.
Oh. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a round of applause for that. That's unreal to get that kind of feedback. And what did you get? Here's actually, you got your scores as well. Have a quick listen.
The judges have their scores. Brian Redmond, 5. Karen Berg,
6.
Lorraine Barry,
5.
Thank you.
Arthur Gurren Lea,
6.
So 22, you've got to be happy with that.
Listen, I don't know, but I'm toured from the bottom of the leaderboard, so I sort of I need help at home.
But I thought, like, genuinely, what I thought about your performance was, I think maybe it was Brian said it or something, that you're an actor, you're a performer, right? And in this thing, you walked out, you were a bellboy, you had the suitcases, you performed a kind of a role, then you got into the dancing bit. And obviously you can't just do the performing bit, you have to do the dancing as well. But I think that kind of stuff suits you. Do you know what I mean?
They're bringing, like, even this week we're doing the Charleston. Now, I can't,
Charleston.
Do you know the shuffle?
Yes.
I can't do it.
So what's going to happen?
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
So yesterday, that's what I'm saying. Yesterday I spent
10 hours
trying to do this. But doing the shuffle for Salome is just not enough. She has to add in a tea towel where I have to twirl a tea towel at the same time as well. So
your legs are doing a shuffle and your hands
and we're fist pumping all the same time. And it's like, oh, Salome, please help
me. Three or four different bits of your brain at the one time.
She just can't. She's unreal. Like, but
what is it like? Because obviously, what people don't realize is the amount of work that goes in. But what's it like when you're looking at the other contestants? So are you mates with Mickey Joe? Or are you hanging out with, like, you know, anyone else?
Well, Mickey Joe he's staying down where I'm staying, so we sort of walk to rehearsals every day and walk back together every day. So we're getting on really well. But everybody seems to be getting on great. It's like a big, big extended family in there.
Brilliant.
With everybody, even with the crew from Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Everybody gets involved and everybody's very friendly. And I've heard a lot of stories about Strictly isn't really in that place to be, nice place to be.
Okay, but Dancing with the Stars is
incredible.
I'd recommend
anyone that gets offered to do it, because it's an incredible experience.
And you're only 1 week in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to watch it with bated breath, because it's a fascinating lineup this year. And I genuinely, you're not going to be turned from the bottom.
Did you see the dancers? Did you see Reese?
Stop.
How am I meant to? How can I compete with two Olympians?
It is unfair. It is unfair. Listen, Danny, people will know you, obviously, as Buster in Mrs. Brown's Boys. How's it all going? You had the Christmas and New Year specials, as you do every year, which I'm sure you can't take for granted, but the fact that you have them is incredible. And then, of course, the live shows you did over the last couple of months.
The week before Christmas in the Tree Arena, which was amazing.
So how's it all? It's so big.
Yeah, it's listen, there's nobody more shocked than me.
Really?
I just can't get over it. We're blessed.
And it's been so many years that the potential for something to run out of steam, or for the writing to suffer, or for, you know, there'd be enough behind the scenes drama that it just all falls apart. It's still unbelievably strong.
Yeah. It is. It is.
And what do you put it down to? Like, is it?
I don't know.
The fact that there's so much,
bottle it and sell it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
there's so much family involved that has to be a part of it.
Yeah. It seems to be getting, I don't know. This tour this year was just incredible. Mm. Like, Dad just had a great time, and I don't know if we're all just getting that little bit older. We're just really starting to lay back and enjoy it.
Right.
But it's just getting better and better all the time. Yeah. Like, we come back. So after Dancing with the Stars, I go into filming a miniseries for Mrs. Brown with BBC.
Right.
So that's another series on BBC One. And then myself, Paddy's after writing a new show, who plays Dermot. He wrote a new show called Shedites.
And the two of you are doing that?
And the two of us are doing that with BBC One. And we start filming hopefully in July. So it's a big year this year for us, which is great. It just doesn't seem to be letting off.
That's what's so great, though, is that, like, something that was, as I said, 20-odd years ago when Tracy was doing it, it was theatre shows, big theatres, but they were theatre shows. Now they're arena shows. Then it was a TV show. Then it's a TV show on BBC. Like, it's been so, such a snowball.
Like, yes, it's mental. And as you say, like, when's it end? For Dad, it doesn't.
Doesn't.
Like, he just
just loves it. Like,
coming out with that, the last show we did, a musical. I thought he was off his chunk when he said, we're going to do a musical.
Yeah.
None of us are going to sing, none of us are going to dance, as you can see on Sunday nights. But I thought he was off his chunk, and it's probably the best show we've ever done.
Yeah.
It is absolutely so fun to do, and the audience love it, and they're nearly on their feet by the time they leave.
That's unbelievable. Well, Elaine Crowley's just been in touch.
Oh, hello, Elaine.
Danny's a legend.
She's a legend.
She is a legend, in fairness. We've had her on the show many times. She's absolutely brilliant. Don't forget Dancing with the Stars.
Wasn't she amazing on Sunday as well?
Oh, like, unbelievable on Sunday. And every Sunday you'll see the Dancing with the Stars. Absolutely brilliant. And then in terms of, like, you, right? So you've got this other show, as you said, with Paddy. But, like, what about you? Like, is there something that's burning in the back for you that you go, whenever I get a break, whenever that is?
Absolutely. Like, me and Paddy, since we were, for years, we've done a lot of writing together. Mm. So we've got a lot of stuff shelved that we'd love to go back to and look into. But getting Paddy in as writer for BBC One is huge.
Massive.
Me getting in as producer is massive. So it's opening new doors for us. And hopefully we just continue to make stuff and let Dad sit over in Florida and we just send him the money.
Absolutely.
That'd be the plan.
We'll definitely watch that. Okay, well, look, I want to ask you the final round questions, the quick fire round I do with everybody, right? So what are you currently, and I kind of know this is a stupid question to ask somebody who's after doing 10 hours of dance rehearsals, but what are you currently obsessed with? And I gather it's the dance routines, because you said you were even waking up in the middle of the night thinking about
it. Probably Nurofen.
Did the two of them go together? Who's the most famous person in that phone of yours?
Oh, God.
Come on. Give me a good name here.
I'm trying to think now. You have put me on the spot. Niall Horan.
Niall Horan. You take that one any day of the week. That's a great one.
I'm trying to see anyone bigger. Niall's big enough.
Niall's one of the most followed Irish people in the world. Yeah. Absolutely. Actually, speaking of your phone, open it up there and look in your Photos app and tell me how many photos are on your phone. Because we're going to do this afterwards a little bit more on the show.
How do we do that?
So if you just open up the Photos app, it should say on the top left-hand corner how many photos there are.
Can anybody see this?
Yeah, give us a look.
Places, people. Oh, no.
No, it's at the very top.
Up the top.
Yeah. I'm going to, here we go, doing tech now.
What's it? 11,802.
11,802 Danny has on his phone. Well, we don't know because we're about to ask that. We're going to try and find the phone in Ireland with the most photos on it, so we'll see. Other question for you is, when you were about 8 years old, second class in school, you opened up your lunchbox. What was inside?
Definitely a sandwich of some sort.
Any particular memories of what they would have been? Ham, cheese, jam, banana?
I couldn't do salad sandwiches.
No.
That was just not...
This fellow next to me used to eat cucumber sandwiches.
No. Stop. Actually, if I'd seen a sandwich, I wouldn't take it out. I'd be too embarrassed. That's the way I was. Yeah. I'd starve if I go home.
And then what about any treats?
I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was. I don't
know. Two-finger Kit-Kat, something like that?
Yeah, something in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the final question I ask all my guests, Danny, is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Actually, I don't know if I do.
Well, I'll take that as a no then. You don't
actually
know.
I see it in the mirror this morning. They had me strapped up last week. And I put my knee before the show last week.
Oh my God.
So I strapped up the back of my knee, but yeah. I pulled the strapping off the day before. And I only looked in the mirror today, this morning, and all the glue from the strap is still there. So yeah.
You definitely don't watch your legs. You're the same as me then. Brilliant. Well, Danny O'Carroll, we wish you the best. We'll watch you Sunday nights on RT1, 6:30, Dancing with the Stars. Wish you the best for the whole thing.
Thank you so much. I need it.
Listen, go get your Nurofen NT and have a night's sleep. You'd be absolutely fine. Dave Moore on Today FM.